In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Mass is in honor of Saint Peter, who merited being called Chrysologus, that means the golden worded, from his great speaking eloquence. He was the bishop of Ravenna in the 5th century, who ruled his flock with great diligence and care. And especially Saint Peter devoted himself to banish the last remnants of paganism from his diocese, saying, "Anyone who wishes to be merry with the devil cannot rejoice with Christ." And today we have also the feast of Saint Barbara, who lived in the 3rd century, and who truly rejected the devil and was rejoiceful with Jesus. Saint Barbara came from a pagan family, and because she was so beautiful, her father wanted to protect her from the dangers of the world. So he built a very luxurious tower where he closed his daughter Barbara as practically a prisoner. Barbara was, of course, very lonely in her tower, but she was a very gifted young girl, and she started to study religion. She soon saw clearly all the vices and absurdities of the pagan religion of her father. Barbara's clever mind understood that there could be only one supreme God who was creator of all things, and that this God is entitled to the worship of his reasonable creatures. Since Barbara had answered to the grace of God, God arranged that she found a way to send a message to the great Christian preacher named Origen. She asked Origen to send her a priest, and he did, one of his own disciples named Valentinian. Soon Barbara was baptized, and after that our Lord appeared to her and told her that he had chosen her to be his spouse, meaning that she should remain unmarried and dedicate her whole life to the service of Christian faith. Saint Barbara was rejoicing that she was now a Christian. She, of course, hoped that her dear father would also come to embrace the true religion, but in this she was very much disappointed. When she was of an age to marry, because she was so beautiful, many requests from suitors came to her, to the wealthy father. And Barbara tried to tell her father that she had decided not to marry. Because she loved her father dearly, she said she wished to remain home to be his helper in his old age. But the father was not at all pleased with this. Things got worse when on one day the father returned from a journey and he found that Barbara had broken in pieces all the images and statues of his pagan idols placed in her tower. The father was furious, so much so that Barbara had to escape from her tower and hide herself to a cave. But the father sent a search party and warned everybody living nearby that anyone helping her escape would suffer horrible punishment. So finally, some local shepherds revealed Barbara's hiding place. Her father gave her to the court to be judged as a Christian. She was horribly tortured and finally beheaded. Children, on this first Friday, we should truly admire the courage of this young girl. First of all, she was ready to abandon all the riches of her house and the coming high social status. We should also attach ourselves more and more away from the world and cling even more closely to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We must be ready in our lives to take the last place, never being jealous of attention. If one of your siblings or classmates seems to get more attention than you, sacrifice that as a gift to God, because after all, Jesus chose to humble himself greatly by being born as a helpless little baby. If you imitate Jesus and Saint Barbara in humility, you might be very invisible to the world, like closed inside a big tower, but you are more and more closely united to Jesus. I also want to point to you how Saint Barbara is a powerful helper in distress. You may saw that in our this week's weekly bulletin, she was adopted as the patroness of the resistance movement in Poland. And you might remember that during our 40 hours devotion, Father McKenna preached you how during last big world war, the German politicians, Nazis they were called, imprisoned many Catholic priests who had to find all kinds of creative ways to say Mass in their prison. These same evil people also hated the nation of Poland. Poland is located right next to Germany, and these politicians wanted to have their land to themselves. Because of this, and also because the Poles were firm Catholics, they had to form the Poles a defense army named the Resistance. And just like Saint Barbara broke in pieces the empty pagan idols in her tower, the Polish resistance army started a courageous fight against the new neo-paganism of the German conquerors. And just like Saint Barbara, the Polish fighters were imprisoned, tortured, and executed in vast numbers. Dear children, like Jesus had to suffer tremendously during his passion and crucifixion, all through the centuries, his followers have so often had to suffer the same fate, the same tortures, and also death. Many of those soldiers in Poland who were fighting for the liberty and freedom of their country and for the true faith, they had to sacrifice everything, including their lives. Saint Barbara is invoked against sudden and unprovided death, and she truly answers all requests for the favor of receiving the last sacraments. Think of the courageous story of Saint Barbara today, children, and give thanksgiving to God that he has allowed you to be born during the time of peace. Many of the poor people in the world, and even in this country, don't have the benefit of living in peace. Pray for them. Offer your own little sufferings and penances of Advent to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and for the conversion of the people to the true faith for which Saint Barbara gave her young life. Pray also for lasting peace, which only God can bring, and that the only shedding of blood you need to see during your years would be the unbloody sacrifice of the Holy Mass. May God bless you.